Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ross Kimbrowski is here. Ross is the founder and the CEO of CrowdSpring. It's a company that helps you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. He's formerly a litigator, a trial attorney, and was once named a super lawyer. Which you would not want that to be his name, his designation, if he was on the other side of the desk from you. But if he was your we all want our lawyers to be bulldogs, right, Ross?
That's right.
It's good to have you back, Ross. Thanks for being here, and we're glad you came out. You came over to the beautiful side of the marketplace, and helping small businesses. One of the things I was pointing out to small business to the audience earlier when I said you were coming. Is that, you know, most small business owners operate for cash. They make a profit, it's almost accidental. For one thing, they don't even always know if they're making a profit, unfortunately. But what I've tried to point out over the many years I've been doing this show and my writing is that if you want to solve your cash flow problem, make more profit. And leave it in the business. That's how over the next 5 or 10 years you get to the point where you don't have any cash flow problems. No matter what your customers do, no matter what the economy does, your retained earnings from profits have solved that for you. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, one of the challenges for most small business owners is that they are working in the business as opposed to working on the business.
Right.
And the difference is you treat yourself as an employee and your day-to-day is doing tasks. And you need to do that. As a small business owner, you're often understaffed. There's a lot to do. The problem is that when you're not working on the business, not thinking bigger picture, you have a really tough time and really no time to look at what's working and what isn't working, which means you end up doing a lot of things during the day that feel like work, but at the end of the day, may not be contributing to the goals that you've set for your business. And
there's
that could also be true of your team.
There's a difference in accomplishing things and being busy, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, every business owner is busy, but not every business owner is able to accomplish the kinds of things that move their business forward. And, you know, sometimes pandemics obviously impact small businesses in incredibly difficult ways, and we've all seen lots of businesses go out of business or struggle.
Right.
But even during those times, the smartest business owners think to the things that they are doing, what's working for them, and refocus on those things as opposed to continuing the day-to-day slug to try to just get things done.
Now, you've come up with 8 ways to increase profits. What's the first one?
Well, we just talked about the first one. The first one was actually look at what's working and what isn't in your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most important things you can do.
That's the CEO's job. That's the thing. This is why what you talked a minute ago about being busy. Folks, if you can't fire yourself from jobs you don't need to do anymore, give those jobs to somebody else. Promote yourself to jobs nobody else can do. The more you do that, the more you'll have time to focus on what works and what doesn't work, right?
Absolutely. Personally, do the thing that you are great at. It might just be the strategy or one thing in your business that nobody else can do better than you. But there are so many things that you should be outsourcing and having other people do in your business. Now, if you don't have a big team, that's okay. Outsource it to other places.
Contractors. Right.
If you have a team, then let them do it. It's not just the CEO's jobs. I mean, you should have your managers and really every person on your team do this kind of self-audit. If you're hiring the right people, if you're hiring smart people, people who could look and say, hey, I'm doing certain things during the day, but some of what I'm doing just isn't really helping the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's keeping me busy. then you're going to be so much better off if everybody in your business can make those kinds of decisions.
Especially if it's – and one way to tell, folks, if you're doing something if you go through a month and every day looks like the day before, you probably are doing a bunch of stuff somebody else can do. All right, what's number two?
Number two is experimenting with hyper-local advertising. So a lot of
what does that mean? What does hyper-local mean?
Well, look, depending on the business you're running, you might be a global business where you're selling to everybody, and that's okay. But if you're a local business, if you're selling in a local geographic area, you might be a retail store, you might be a service provider, an electrician, or an interior decorator. How do you reach the customers that are within a couple of miles, 5 miles, 10 miles over your area? And the problem is that not so easy to reach those customers with traditional types of advertising. You need to get more creative. So, for example, if you are trying to reach customers in your 5 to 10-mile area with your business, something like Facebook and your ability to target within your zip code might be a really good way to advertise to your community. And there are other places, like Nextdoor, for example, is a local social network, is another good way to target to your community if you're a service provider. Simply putting stuff into Yellow Pages, which was popular several decades ago,
right,
isn't cutting it anymore for most small businesses. You have to target people better.
Well, that's exactly right. And the good news is we have the technology today to make that happen. Competitors, the generals will tell you that the greatest battle plan in the world falls apart when you make first contact with the enemy. What do you think about competitors?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people will say, don't pay attention to competitors. And I think that's a mistake. From my own experience in running my business, part of the problem is that most business owners are so focused on their business that they rarely think about competitors other than to get scared when competitors do things. Mm-hmm. But if you are operating your business in a vacuum, if you're providing services and have no idea what competitors are charging for the same services, or if you're selling products and don't know what products are being sold that compete with yours, it's really tough to make decisions. You should not be obsessed about your competitors, but you should know what they're doing. You should know the prices they're setting. You should know the deals they're offering, because it lets you compete with them. Reality is people are looking at your competitors. You're not the only one providing product or service to them.
You don't need to worry about them, and you ought to be setting the agenda for them, but you still have to know what the market will bear. And your competitors have an impact on what the market will bear. We'll come right back with Ross Kibrowski. Ross, I need your website quickly, please.
Crowdspring.com. CROWDSPRING.com.
Crowdspring, just like you think it would be spelled. Crowdspring.com. Check out the way he helps small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Ross and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.